This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Maybe it's just the idea that it's the White Sox, too. The White Sox, listen, they're not the Rockies, but the White Sox are so utterly bad. You know what it's going to do? It's going to have me convinced, even though they just beat the Astros, which is one of the top, like, three teams in baseball right now. It's going to just have me convinced that they can beat up on teams like the White Sox, and they'll have their opportunities to do that, but I just won't have much confidence in them against the better teams, which just sounds strange, since they just beat one of the best teams in baseball.
So it doesn't change. Like, I think if they do make a playoff push, you'd probably be lucky to win a series, just with the way you are and in the way that playoff baseball goes. You just don't have nearly enough home runs and enough power. You've taken a step back in the power department this year. You just haven't replenished Josh Naylor's power that you subtracted from last year.
Mm-hmm.
It also doesn't necessarily change how I feel about trading Emmanuel Clase. If anything, it might make me more intrigued to see if you can get a current major league veteran, and then the prospects that you want on a team that might be replete with hitting. It does change how I feel about just overall. Like, I'd rather be an 82-win team than a 72-win team, because the difference between those two things is night and day over the next, carry the two, 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anyone that would be like, I want to be a 72-win team over an 82-win team. But, like, I don't have much confidence right now in this team, and I'm trying to figure out whether or not a four-game series against the White Sox, if I'm weighing things in a four-game series against the White Sox, I'm weighing the wrong things.
I think it's more – okay, in fairness, you're talking about the lofty goals that I think we had when at one point you were, what, 8 games above 500 and in control of the division, or just nipping behind the Tigers. I don't think you're ever in control of the division. But I do think there are some things – in the intermediate, I think if you lose 10 games and you followed up by a 7-game winning streak to go on the All-Star break, I think all of a sudden we can talk about it more as just an offset of, like, all right, you had a bad stretch, you had a good stretch, continue. I think the rotation is coming together even without Luis Ortiz. So I think adding Bieber and maybe even John Means to it, that gets me a little excited. I do think a Class A trade, depending on which one, would then all of a sudden give me, like, oh, you got a guy that can actually play here, even if it just means I don't have to watch Will Wilson again or Jonathan Rodriguez again.
I guess I'm trying to figure out if maybe the next 3 weeks is them deciding whether or not they want to go completely into the seller's market, or if they just want to dip their toes in. And Class A is not completely, by the way. Class A to me is the expectation. I'm just convinced he's going to be gone. That is what it is. I'm talking more about, do you trade Cade Smith as well? Is Stephen Kwan a part of that mix as well? Like, those are the type of things I guess I'm trying to find out.
And even Santana and Thomas, like, I think are guys that are, like, wait and see. Because if you're by the All-Star break, if you're in a wild card spot, which is absolutely conceivable right now, with this series and knowing you're only 4.5 games back, okay, then trading Class A doesn't have to be just we're selling. It's we're cashing out the value. And we got confidence in Cade or Paul Sewald to be our closer and our ability to generate those guys. But I think you're right, especially the Kwan thing. I have said I don't think it'd kill your ability to make a big push in the second half like the Tigers did last year.
Yeah.
But it's tough to see unless you get two major league ready bats in return for him. It is tough to see you do that.
But you're telling everyone in the locker room you're done for this season if you trade Kwan, in my opinion.
And that's why, like, I think even when we've had the Class A conversation, I would understand. I mean, you know me. I flipped out when we did the Savali thing 2 years ago and the Josh Bell thing because it's like, you're still kind of in it. Just go. Like, the tanking has no value in baseball. There weren't young guys that were going to come up immediately. Like when you traded for Manzardo, he didn't slide right in the lineup. You didn't have guys ready to take over those spots. So just try and win and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
The difference this year would be, I think a Class A trade, and I continue to go back to this one just because it was the one that made sense to me. You can go to that locker room and go, guys, we've been thinking about trading Emmanuel for a while. Cade is our closer. We've got a great setup guy. We've got setup guys in Sewald, in Gattis, and we feel like Aleman and Walters. And oh, by the way, we got somebody to improve the lineup.
It's very justifiable. To a whole team, it's very justifiable to be like, we have to get rid of Class A because we feel like it makes our team better in the long term. And even if they might add a bat that you can use right away. They might just add somebody that is better in 2026, 2027. But like the point is, you can justify that to the lineup.
And here's the thing. I think you can justify the Class A thing more than you can even Santana.
The Santana thing is 100% justifiable, though.
No. So I'm talking about to the locker room. It's justifiable to you and me if you don't think you're going to do a damn thing. Locker room.
I see what you're saying, but I think the difference there is it's not as if this locker room is littered with a bunch of guys that played with Santana in the previous times that he was with the Guardians. So he's been with them for a couple months. I'm sure it matters, but I wouldn't hang on to that.
I think the point is whatever you get for Carlos, for a half a season of Carlos, isn't going to help any of those guys right now. And to say, we still believe in you after subtracting from a bad lineup one of your three best players so far this year, I think that is a far more damaging idea to the locker room than it would be trading Emmanuel.
I see what you're saying. I think, though, most of them would look at it, at least they should. Like if they start bringing up players as well, being like, they had to get other guys opportunities. And it's not like Santana's been good, but he hasn't been anything that is so irreplaceable. He's fine. But like you can find that in many, many ways if you just start having some of the guys you either bring up or guys like Manzardo getting everyday opportunities.
To me, it's like the Naylor thing. Because here's the thing. What you're saying is factually correct. Carlos has been nice. Now, in fairness, he is more of a second-half player than he is a first-half player. So you would have – it's like
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I can understand if he goes elsewhere and has a really nice second half of the season, but that neither here nor there. But it's like, I thought they should have traded Josh Naylor. what was enraging is you then didn't put, you put that money into the bullpen and the rotation and didn't put any in putting a veteran outfielder out there. Or, and, you know, yeah, technically you put $11 million into Carlos Santana. Carlos is who he is. He's a better glove now than he is a bat, and certainly shouldn't be your fourth or fifth hitter. That was the frustration of like, oh, so the idea is it's trading Naylor and then replacing him with Air or David Fry that all of a sudden is like, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough to pallet it, to put to your pallet if you are the locker room.
Well, it just has a conclusion to the Naylor deal in many respects. And it does make it seem more like you robbed Peter to pay Paul than it currently does, where it looked like, okay, we didn't want to pay Naylor. And maybe there were some conversations behind the scenes, but we did go and pay Santana the freight, exactly what he would have cost.
I am pretty excited for the deadline. Either way, we're in a really interesting spot where, like, even if they wholesale did some things, I still just kind of think, like, you just never know. I think the Tigers were under a lot, to use this comparison, I think the Tigers were under a lot of pressure last year when they traded Flaherty, and there was a couple other guys they moved on from. And I think those trades, you and I are worried about, hey, are you telling those guys you've given up on them?
Yeah.
That was a young locker room that it kind of motivated them, pissed them off a little bit, and I think it took the pressure off of them. I'm curious any of these guys would maybe unlock some of the pressure, because I think there's an incredible amount of pressure on every one of these hitters.
So the Detroit thing is interesting, because what it did for them was it forced them to play a different style of baseball. And they understood their rotation at that point when they made the Flaherty trade was just shot. It was just a lot of injuries and a lot of bad. And so what it did is it forced them to use the bullpen as early as they possibly could, and they had a lot of different relievers as starters, and it just got them to play a different way. And that was important for them. So I'd be curious to find out how, if you're going to just completely change your way of playing in the second half, how the Guardians would do that. Because the Guardians are still going to be based off the same principles that the first half allowed. You know what I mean? Like the first half of the season was your rotation and it was your bullpen. Like that's the key, and getting the rotation into form. Second half is still going to be that. Like you're still going to have the problem about the offense. And so you're not really changing up the recipe that way, the way that the Tigers did, where they just completely changed it.
You're right. But I think the biggest problem of the recipe right now isn't even necessarily the talent. I think it's these guys, and maybe this win streak changes this, right? Maybe this team all of a sudden shows a fight in the second half.
Yeah.
But I think there's some, I think errors just compound errors, and I think the offense stinking absolutely has impacted the fielding. Well, like I think it just becomes a comedy of errors.
There is one way though that it might change, and the idea that, so we all complain about them platooning so much, right? Well, if all of a sudden you trade Santana, and let's say you trade Kwan as well, and you just kind of fill those holes with either new guys or other guys that haven't been getting daily at-bats between a left field spot. And I don't know, maybe this also involves you telling another player like Jonathan Rodriguez, you just don't get to play anymore, or Will Wilson, you don't get to play anymore. But the second half, we could, in theory, get rid of a lot of the platoon situations that they built the first half on.
So, because I think
that's a completely different approach.
And I think that's part and parcel with the pressure thing. How can you expect Kyle Manzardo to hit more than 220 if the guy plays 3 days a week or 4 days a week?
Right. I think it's miserable that this is what they do to these kids. I think it's so hard to get hitting a baseball in general. I think it's just so hard to do. But like being out of rhythm and then not knowing exactly when you're playing and then being in and being out. Like, it's why I've always told you about the DHs. I think DH in baseball is the hardest thing in the whole entire sport. You wait 45 minutes and then to get a 90 mile an hour slider you have to hit. It's so incredibly hard. But imagine not knowing when you're playing in any given moment. Like, it's got to be so tough on these guys.
Can I tell you one thing that I would like to see them do, win, lose, or draw? I think they should go to Lane Thomas right now, and I think they should offer him a one-year incentive-laden, but like an extension, to help rebuild his value, because if he goes to, he's going to get maybe 1 year, $6 million in the open market.
Mm-hmm.
I think his price is right where it needs to be. And it might have him shut down for the season because he's battling through injuries. But I've gone from thinking there's no shot Lane is going to be here to I think this is one of the loose ends you can tie up before next year. Because even if all he is next year is a platoon with Nolan and Wright, because, you know, Kwan's in left and you found your center field or whatever, or he's in center and Nolan's in center and DeLauder's in right, whatever it is, I think the time is right to go to him and just say, hey, man, you're struggling. This is not a great time to enter the market. You'll still be 30 next year, 31 next year. Let's just do something that's beneficial for both of us. I wonder if he'd sign it, because I would feel better if I knew Lane was going to be. I don't want to trade Lane at all, because you're not going to get diddly squat for him.
I'd sign it if I were him. I'd take the money and be able to just shut it down and then get healthy and then work on building my value next year.
Yeah.
I'd do that in a second if I were him.
216-474-0092. Are the Guardians back? Are you back in on the Guardians if they sweep the White Sox? I'm just curious on where you guys are with success in the rest of this month and what it means for the Guardians. And in case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.